This is the Word Alive podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Wilbur Allen III. I want to talk to you today about a critical component that's in our culture. And of course, we are all very much aware of it, but sometimes we just tend to take it for granted. And I submit, we are living in a consumer-driven culture. Oh, yes. We are living in a consumer-driven culture. I did a little research and I discovered some things. And number one, mass media, which gives life to this consumerism, really was brought to bear at the conclusion of the Second World War. After the war, television became a prominent fixture in all of our homes in the 1950s. Therefore, between television and radio, advertisers had a way of reaching directly into our living rooms and directly into our lives. And so such messages became a staple in our culture. But I believe there's some consequences for such mass media and the byproduct, which is consumerism. Now, with consumerism, it conveys purchasing of items that we maybe necessarily do not need, but also it conveys a variety of images and values and beliefs that have become a part of the American psyche. Now, if we consider this, it is believed that the average consumer is exposed to 5,000 commercials each day. Yes, 5,000 commercials each day. That gives you, on an annual basis, that comes up to about 1.8 million commercials a year, which is comparable to about 912,500 minutes of images that all of us are subject to. Now, that's almost a million minutes, and I'm sure that actually trains the mind. And we have to keep in mind that psychologists have been employed to create images that reaches not only our conscious mind, but also the subconscious. Yes, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So all these images and values that we are being exposed to, I believe it fosters a belief system, a value system, and a way and means and a criteria to make decisions. I think that's something that we should be concerned about. Even believers in Christ Jesus, we should be concerned about such a phenomenon. Now, if you look at this, and I did a little comparison here. If a person attends service, a worship service every Sunday, which is roughly about 90 minutes, that's an hour and a half, over the period of a year, which is 52 Sundays, that only comes out to 4,680 minutes a year. So look at this. Almost a million minutes of images that we are subject to, which are secular, which really taps into our human nature, as compared to only 4,680 minutes a year. There is a disparity between the two. Mass media is able to influence the American people and our individual psyches because of the processing that occurs at the subconscious level. And so when we understand this, and as we go forth, it is no wonder many are beginning to make decisions and are doing things that are not necessarily Christ-like or do not fall in line with biblical standards. So I think we have to walk circumspectly. We have to be very conscious of what our minds are exposed to. And now, even with the advent of the internet, such marketing efforts have actually intensified. And so even if you think about some of the old slogans that we all grew up with, they are part of our permanent memory, and we never really forget them. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you to take note of what you are exposed to, and then consider how it affects your mental state as well as your spiritual state. We're living in a consumer-driven culture. But the Bible says that we are to be the light of the world. We are to be the salt of the earth. I heard a preacher say that the believer is to be the change agent. So we must be the one. We must be proactive in our light, in being the salt of the earth, in walking circumspectly, and being a witness for Jesus Christ, even in a consumer-driven culture. So in conclusion, I'd like to say to each and every one of you, watch and pray. Blessings to you.